Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I'm so grateful that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to give out our number, 805-419-0008, because you are going to want to call and you are going to want to know more about my next guest that I have coming in. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is every day is a gift. Every single day is a gift. And if you're not taking advantage of every single day, my friend, you're leaving some life on the table. And of course, we were just talking about, if you're not loving what you do every day, you need to change that channel, and you are the director of your own life. You are the one that can do it, not anybody else. So I'm telling you, do some soul searching. Look at what you're doing and make a difference for you. With that, I want to just share that we have another mixer coming up. And of course, I have business mixers where we share your business with tons and tons of people. And I would love you to be a part of that. If you are interested and you live in Ventura County, we would love to have you be there. And you can call us or text us, networking. And of course, that number again is 805-419-0008. We'd love to help you share your business. All right. Again, I want to make sure that you're following us through our social and download our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we are on every channel. So find us and share us. And of course, let's bring our first guest on. And again, I am super excited to have Sean on. And of course, Sean, well, it's interesting. I always think that, you know, nothing is by accident. We just kind of talked about that. But Sean Rawls, he's got a new book coming out, of course. And But of course, the book that he has right now is F It Less. I love it. It's 18 F words to reframe and repurpose your life. And so that we're going to talk a little bit about that. But his newest book that's not coming out until October, so we're going to have like a little sneak on that, is The Energy Quadrant. And we'll find out a little bit more about that. And of course, let's welcome Sean. Are you there?
I'm here. It's good to see you, Kim. Nice to meet you. You're a breath of fresh air in the in this whole segment.
Well, thank you so much. And it was so interesting. We had a little talk a little bit before we got on air. And so I just love it. You could tell your passion. I want to hear your story and how you got started. And of course, we talked about loving what we do. Obviously, you love what you do. You've been really successful. And so share a little bit about who you are.
So my background is I'm a real estate. My career has been in real estate for the most part. I got licensed when I was in college, and I did it because my grandmother was a top performing real estate agent. And I thought, gosh, if she can do it, I can do it. And so she was kind of a motivation for me. And it turned out that it was a great career for me. I ended up opening the first Keller Williams real estate office in the state of Georgia, and we grew that to be the number one real estate company in the state of Georgia,
Let me
which
stop
was
you right
awesome.
there. Let me stop you right there. What do you think you did different? Like, what did you do?
You know, it's kind of funny. Real estate's an interesting, you know, if you go back, it's evolved a lot, but at the time in the late 90s when we were opening our company, we just transitioned from being a top producing salesperson into opening a company. So our big thing at the time was, listen, I've been doing what you do for 10 years. Like I know exactly what it is, and now I'm going to help lead you and show you how to succeed like we had. So it was kind of like I was a leader who kind of, I like to say my uniform was as dirty as the players, and it was, I
I
wasn't.
love that. You don't ask anybody to do anything you wouldn't do yourself.
That's correct.
That's
So it
yeah.
just, I didn't like, you know, leading from a tower or corner office or anything like that. So we got dirty and got out there and got involved in everything our agents were, and we had a great model, and we just kind of poured into them. So much so we ended up winning. In the Great Recession in 2010, we won 5 years in a row, which was unprecedented, Atlanta's best company to work for in the middle of the recession. And it was and I think it was because we poured so much into people and believed in our people so much that we just had a great environment. Our culture was amazing. People love working there. I love, you know, not everybody gets to go to work every day and go choose everybody that they get to work with, but I did. So if I didn't like you and I didn't like your energy, you weren't going to come to work with me. And we had a great energy and we had a great culture, and it worked out really well. And we sold a lot of freaking real estate, so that was good.
There you go. I love it. It's a perfect combination. Very cool. I love that you said you get to work with the people that you love. Okay. That, like, you know, and I think that's really important for people to hear that right now. And my listeners that are listening in is it, you know, surround yourself with people that lift you, not pull you down. And so many people, like, you know, there's human vampires out there, and you do not need to hold them up, but, you know, find someone that's holding you up, you know, and that's pulling you up. And so I think
In
that's really important.
the book Effortless, there's a story I tell in there. It's funny you mentioned the lifters. I went to a Christmas party probably around 2013 or 14, and it was an agent of mine, she and her husband. And when we got to the front door, they said, "Oh my God, we're so glad you're here. You probably aren't going to know anyone in here because nobody is a real estate agent. But here's what you need to know. Everybody in here is a lifter in our life, literally." And they said, "We believe there are lifters and leaners, and people who lean on you and people who lift you. And everybody in here is a lifter. Just know that and introduce yourself to as many people as possible because there's some really fantastic people that are at this party tonight." And I
Wow.
just thought,
That's
what a great way to introduce people when you walk into their house. But then it made me excited to see who these people were, and the fact that they meant
glorious.
so much to the host of this party, who I really loved. I just thought that was great, and I felt honored to be included as a lifter myself. So it was fun.
I love that. What a great story. Talk to us about your book. First of all, how did you get started with your book and how long did it take? I ask everybody that because I do have a book inside me and I write for my.
Everybody does.
I
Everybody
know.
does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Effortless came about. I stepped out of operating our real estate company in 2014, fall of 2014. And I kind of just unplugged for a while. And it was really great for me because I went from running 100 miles an hour to just not having all those responsibilities. And it was really a fun shift. But I thought, I need to do something with this. So a friend of mine is a great, her name is Laura Morton. She's an amazing author. She's a celebrity ghostwriter. She does a lot of really cool things and projects. And I called her and I was like, I've got this idea for a book. And I was like, it kind of came to me. I was like, but it's kind of a take on, it's like people tend to make big decisions in their life by saying F it in the most traditional sense of the word, right? I won't say it on the show, but that's so we it's just F it. People, and that's why a lot of big decisions get made.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I said, what if F it wasn't a bad word? I was like, what if instead of just giving up or giving in to something, you could actually say an F word that actually was something you chose and really made it something you actually worked towards. And so I told her, I went through all these F words that I'd come up with, and she was like, I love it. She's like, I won't write your book for you because you're a great writer. She said, but I'll coach you through it. So she did, and she was amazing. And that's how that book got written. And it was
Okay, I
just
want to know her, please. Thank you.
yeah, she's amazing. She's in your neck of the woods. So she's an
Okay.
amazing human being. And
Wonder.
a top of her game professional, so just like you. So it's you would love her.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like I really wrote that book thinking, if nobody ever bought this book but my kids, and they're the only ones that ever read it, it's really how to live a great life as I understand it. And that was the motivate. I was like, if I got run over by a bus and that was all that was left behind, I felt like they would have kind of the keys to the castle. And that's what I did. So that's kind of how fortunately, more people read it than that, which is great.
Yeah, Sean, what is one F word in there?
So I've got a lot of interesting ones, but one I like to share with people is one of the F words is forking. And forking for me was, and in the book, I sketch out my path. I went back to the first adult conversation or first adult decision I really ever made, and that was, where am I going to go to college? And so I had options on the table. I chose to go to a school called Georgia Tech here in Atlanta. And from there, I had a choice of, like most people, or get out of engineering school and they go to IBM or UPS or Microsoft or all that stuff at the time. And I didn't. I knew I wanted to go into real estate. So instead of going traditional, I went to real estate. And as you look back on your life, there are moments where you took your trajectory changed. And either you chose something over something else, or someone over someone else. Or sometimes those choices are made for you. You get fired, somebody dies, you get a diagnosis, things that we would never ask for that change our life forever. And when you go back and you play this game called forking, and you go, that point I decided to do that, that's when I got fired, and that's when I had to go into here, and that's when I met so and so. And when you connect all the dots from back then to where you are now, you realize in hindsight that some of those paths that were chosen for me that I would have never chose for myself were things that I shouldn't be resentful of. I should actually be thankful for, because I would have ne never met so and so. I would have never had the courage to do so and so. I would have never been as creative as I was to make so and so. And I would never be where I am now. If that part of the story changed, I would have a different outcome entirely. And I like my outcome.
That's incredible.
So forking is one of the chapters in there.
I've never heard of forking. What does forking mean to you? I mean, I know you just said all that, but how'd you come up with that
For
word?
me, it's just a when you look back, it's the I chose this path instead of going this way, or I wanted to go that way and I got forced this way. Whenever you have a directional change in your life, it's a fork. And you don't realize
Meaning
it,
like
but
a fork in the road,
a
right?
fork in the
Yeah.
road, absolutely.
Okay. So now, yeah. Oh, very cool. I had a lot of forks in my road.
I know, right?
I'm telling you. And you know what's really interesting is I had one of my really close friends. She said, "Kim, I don't know what it is about you, but you dive in and learn how to swim later, you know?" And I was like, "I never thought of that, but you're," and she would be like, "Let me read everything and then I'll decide." I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll do it. You know, one, I mean, I'll just tell you an example. I was 21. I had just got out of high school or hair school. And literally it said, you know, I went to a seminar and said, go to the very best salon because you don't want to start at the bottom. You want to start at the top. So I walked into our best salon in our area and I just was going to get a job there. And they said, are you here to buy the salon? And I was like, what would it take? Well, I didn't realize the owner. And it was a beautiful, just decorated. She was in, her whole family was in real estate, and they had done this incredible job. And I said, what would it take? And they said, well, you know, come and sit down and we'll talk. And it was, she was sick and she needed to get rid of it. And it was like full salon, everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I just tell me what it is. Like, just be interested. And I walked in there. I asked my dad for a loan. He gave me, and it was, you know, back in the day, it was very reasonable. And I paid my dad back and I owned a salon
You
in.
bought a salon before you even started cutting hair.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, I literally just got out of school and said, okay. And everything I've done in my life, I just kind of figure it out. I wish there was like lessons or whatever. But yeah, and I had that salon for 15 plus years until the earthquakes, you know, but super successful. Same thing with my radio show. You know, it just, and I'm like, what else is, you know? I mean, I'm
Well,
looking
it's kind of,
for.
it's kind of funny. I think you're probably a lot like me, and I believe the universe is always conspiring in my favor.
100%.
Right? And some people don't have that. They feel like the universe is out to get them. And I've just always felt like there's a hand on my back that's going to take care of me, and it's going to push me where I need to go.
Yeah, and you could tell, you know, it's interesting. I was at a networking group the other night and she said, "You're the oldest child in your family." And I'm like, okay, are you?"
Yes.
Okay, well, there's something different about us. Okay, I didn't know that, but she said, yeah, you could just tell you're really put together and you're really organized. I go, I just try my best at everything I do. If I can't do my best, why do it, you know?
Right.
I love that.
It's true.
That's
That's
funny.
funny.
Yeah, so anyways, well, I love this. Okay, so talk about, first of all, your book, your F1. Okay. What are we going to find in that book? Like, who is that for?
So I think that book is for anybody who just wants to know how to be better at being themselves
Okay.
and to be comfortable with being who they are.
Ooh.
It's really one of the things I talk about in that book is, you said you have four children. So if you go back when you have your first child, there's so many like this is it, there's a point to the story, but when you have your first child, you're like, oh my God, they're so handsome, they're so athletic, look how athletic they are, and oh my God, how smart is this child, right? And then that's what you believe, and that's what, and then the next child comes along and you've got something to compare it to, and you're like, oh my God, that guy wasn't athletic at all. And I don't even know that he's that bright compared to this second child, right? And you just kind of go, we put labels, the world starts putting labels on us out of the womb. And we go through our life and we end up becoming what the world says we should be. And it's what I call outside in living. And I think there's a period of time that from the time we're born, sometimes it's till we're 12, sometimes it's till we're 45, if you're a guy, sometimes, right? Where you realize, wait a minute, I don't really want to do this. I don't know that I'm the person that everybody keeps telling me I am. And for some people, it's, you know what, I'm gay. I'm not, how do I come out of this closet, right? And some people, it's, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to go, I want to sing, or I don't want to do this. I want to do that. Or there's a moment at which I think people start to realize I need to start living from the inside out and not from the
Oh,
outside in.
I've been saying that forever and had no idea. You know, that is so interesting. My oldest daughter's brilliant, 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 brilliant. And she got into high school and said, "I'm done being smart." I was like, "Wait, what? This is when it
Right.
really counts, you know?"
Right.
But
Right.
she was done helping other people and wanted to help herself.
Good for her.
And so that was really early for her to know what she really wanted. And so, I love that. And again, wow, I love how you put that, and we do concentrate. Isn't it also called the imposter syndrome? A lot of people.
Well, imposter syndrome is really more about, I don't think I belong here, right? I mean, it's like I don't think I'm as successful as I am, or I don't think I deserve all these nice things because I don't see myself in this echelon of success or neighborhood or job. And people will self-sabotage because they really haven't.
Don't believe
Their
in
life
themselves.
has gotten ahead of their vision for themselves, and then that'll reconcile itself. So your life has to catch up with the vision of yourself, not pull the vision of yourself up, because you'll end up in that imposter syndrome, and you could pull the plug on the whole thing if you're not careful.
Very
And a
good.
lot of people have it.
Yeah, a lot of
A
people.
lot of people have it.
Sad. It's really sad because you really got to believe in yourself. And I always used to, I mean, when I started in the radio, honestly, I was fake it till you make it. When I started
Right.
in the radio, in the salon, fake it till you make it, And then all of a sudden one day I was like, I don't have to fake it anymore. Wow, this is
That's
really,
right. That's right.
So
Experience is an amazing thing.
and you walk as if you are already there. And I
That's
think
right.
that's probably the biggest lesson that I would say for people. When I do business coaching, it's like walk as if you already are there. And so.
We had a icon of a real estate owner. Her name was Jenny Pruitt in Atlanta, and she was a badass, and she built a great company, and she was a competitor of mine. But I was 29 years old when I started Keller Williams in Atlanta, and I told her, I mean, she passed away a few years ago, but we had a great exchange before she passed away, and I said, look, I just want you to know that so many times in my early career as a broker owner, I would think to myself, what would Jenny do? What would Jenny do? I was like, and I think it's really important for us to have mentors or pace cars that we want to emulate, and particularly when tough times come or big decisions come, just to feel like, you know what, you can make the decision, but I bet you can make it better if you think about what someone you respected in your role might do.
Oh my gosh, Sean, I love that. That is so true. That is such a great thing to have pace cars. I do think those are, as a racing family here, pace cars.
Right.
Yeah, let me just see where you're going with this. What would you do? I love that. Talk about your new book. Okay, I'm
Oh, I'm so excited about this
excited. I
book.
know. Okay, where do you seem like you just come up with these ideas, right? I mean, are you one of those people that don't sleep a lot and then you were like dreaming or
Well, it is. This is a funny one, though. I used to teach a course all over the country called Quantum Leap for the company I was with. And I'm a big visual learner,
I
and
know.
so people would have questions, and and literally about 20 years ago, I drew this. There was a question. I was like, you know, it's kind of like this, and I drew this quadrant, and I put plus, minus, multiply, divide in the four quadrants, and that was the beginning of what I call the energy quadrant. And I've taught this in snippets for 20 years, and it's changed people's lives. And when I wrote Effortless, it was originally going to be in the book. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to hold that out. And when I do keynote speeches or whatever, it'll just kind of be bonus material and I'll do it. But you do that enough and you go, this deserves its own space. And it's such a big concept that's so simple to, and easy to understand. And it's so impactful. I think it just needs its own lane. So I started writing and it's actually become the best version of the book's made it the best version it's ever been for me. And I'm just super excited about it.
And it comes out in October, right?
Comes out October 6th. Comes out
Congratulations.
October 6th. And it's really just a framework for the energy in your life and figuring out where you're spending it. And I can, and it works as well personally as it does professionally and running a business is you can apply it everywhere. And I do. But for example, if I were working with you or consulting with you or coaching with you, I would go through and I would say, okay, so we have this framework and it's called the energy quadrant. And in the top left corner of the quadrant, there are four quadrants, right? Just draw a cross on a piece of paper. The top left is plus. And in the plus quadrant, these are the relationships that you have and the tasks that you do and the environments you're a part of that add to the quality of your life and business and give you energy.
Okay.
And think about what goes in there. And then we'd list some stuff. And then I'd say, okay, the subtract quadrant, this is the people and tasks and environments in your life that don't add to the quality of your life and business and don't really give you energy. It may not even take it away. It may just be a neutral, but it does not add. And I will get back to that in a second. And then we go to multiply. Multiply, if plus is good, multiply is great. If there are 20 things in plus, there's three things in multiply. These are the most important relationships. These are the tasks that when you do these tasks, you make the most money. You have the most reward. They create the most joy. But it's the vital few, not the trivial many. And then you go to the divide quadrant. And the divide quadrant, that's chaos. That's the Molotov cocktail. That's the things that you've not addressed in the subtract quadrant for far too long, and they've grown into something terrible, or it's a diagnosis, or it's a termination, or it's a lawsuit, or it's just a major disruption and throws you off track. Negative energy that you got to figure out how to get rid of. And so when people go through that, one of the exercises I do is like, now in a typical week, guesstimate what percentage of your time is being spent in each of these quadrants. And at the left side of that quadrant, if you add the plus and multiply up and they add up to be less than the number on the right side, I can guarantee you're frustrated or unhappy, or you're a business that's not anywhere close to hitting your goals, or you're behind on goals because you're spending too much time dealing with shit that doesn't return the investment of energy and money and joy for you, and it's work. So that's kind of the premise of it, but it's when people see that and you realize, and the subtraction quadrant is the one I think is probably the most interesting to talk about because I call it the quadrant of toleration, in that there's probably nothing in that quadrant that really is heavy for you. It's probably a lot of stuff like, I'll just do it. It's just easier for me to do it. Just give it to me. I'll run by. I'll do that. I'll take that. I'll do that. It's not a big deal. I'll do it. But collectively, you've got 100 things in there that you're probably spending 5 to 10 to 15 hours a week doing. And if you traded those times for time spent in that multiply quadrant on the most important things, how much more money would you make? Right? I mean, how much most people, we've all got the same number of hours in the day. Just some people use their hours much more wisely than others. Some invest their time, some spend it, some completely waste it. So look at where you're spending and wasting time and trade those hours for time spent on investing in yourself and in the things that matter the most and watch what happens. And that's kind of the whole thing is about how do I spend more time on the things and the people that matter most to me? And how do I create rules, boundaries, and standards that keep the other stuff away from me as much as possible?
I love this. I love this. I do something similar, and it's more like a pie, but and you can We are in charge of our lives, and so many people don't think so. And I went 1 year saying yes to everything. It was like, this is my yes year, and it brought me lots of incredible things. But on the other hand, I knew what I needed to say no to after a while.
Well, isn't it funny? The older we get, you hear that your whole life, and the older you get, you realize no is a really powerful word. We think of it as a negative word, but it's a boundary word.
It's a
And
big
if you have, if you're saying no for the right reasons, and that are somewhat selfish in nature, like you know what's best for you. Like in the book, I talk about, rules are important. And I was like, if I offer you a cigarette, if you don't smoke, there's no decision to make. You have a rule, and I don't even have to think about it. I don't smoke.
Wow. That is, yeah, that's black and white. And I love
Black
that.
and white
Black and white.
versus other ones like, hey, will you take me to the, can you spend time doing this? And you don't really have a rule about that because you have never really thought about it, and you realize spending a lot of time. It's like your daughter. I'm tired of being smart. Right? I don't want to be that person where everybody's leaning on me. Like that's a rule, that's a boundary, that's a standard she decided that she was kind of getting clarity on, where it's different than I'm smoking, but it's not different than I don't smoke. It's the
No.
same thing. Is it
What
the
a
what makes it
great.
different, yes, how clear you are about it.
Yeah, I love that. And so I think it just means like you need to know yourself and what makes you feel alive and not brought down by other people. So your no is your literally your wall, your boundary. It's not negative, it's positive. So I love
Well,
that.
and we look at when it comes to relationships, I think we just kind of, without this exercise of this framework, you just assume there are just some people in your life that are just part of your life. You got to deal with them. But when you go through this and I go, God, Kim's a negative for me, or Kim's a division, she's a divide for me. I'll never look at you the same way again. Like, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, why am I spending time with Kim? Why am I doing this? Why? I'll never get this hour of my life back, right? But we have people that used to be positive, used to be adds, used to be multiplies, but over time, particularly in business, maybe they don't add so much anymore, and you're just tolerating them. And the relationship side of it is hard because we all want the best for people, but we all want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But the problem is, we give people the benefit of the doubt to our own detriment a lot. And relationships are really one of those sneaky things, energy-wise, where we just, I tell people all the time, like, when I was a young guy and I was gra when I graduated college, like most of my friends had real jobs. Like they went from 9 to 5. I got in the real estate business. We worked 7 days a week. On the weekends, I was showing property. I was doing whatever. So I couldn't go to the bars on Friday night. And I realized their schedules and their lifestyle are not, they're no longer compatible with mine.
And
And
look where
so,
you are today.
right. But they were my best friends,
And
but all of a
I
sudden
know,
they weren't serving me. And I had to fork away from that.
100%. I was at cosmetology school and all my friends were partying, and then I owned a salon, and then they were like, "How did you do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, while you guys were out doing your thing, I was already
I was
like,
working.
yeah."
I was hoofing
Son, I could talk to you forever.
Same here,
I
same here.
know.
How have we not talked together before?
I
This is
know. Oh
amazing.
my gosh. Okay, I need to have you back on, but I know I want my listeners to find out how they can find you, how they can learn more about you, and how they can get your books.
Oh, you're awesome. We're gonna have a I'll send you, we're gonna have an ambassador program for my book that we'll probably start in late July or August. And that'll get them the ability to get an early digital release of it.
Okay.
And there's some cool stuff around that our publisher is working on, which I'm very excited about. But my website is seanrawls.com. It's SHAUNRAWLS.com. And I'm on Facebook a lot. I'm on LinkedIn a lot these days. I've found I love LinkedIn, and it's just a great place for good business people. I'm on TikTok and I'm on Instagram. So you can find
They
me
can
at Sean
find you.
Rawls or
Yeah.
The Sean Rawls, but it's just my name for the most part, and I'm easy to find.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano
Oh
Show.
my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm
I
honored. What a
can't.
great show. What a
Yeah.
great show you have.
Thank you so much. It's really it's led with through my heart as we talk about passion, you know. But I definitely would love to have you back and
Anytime. You
we
just let me
can
know. It would be my
continue that
pleasure.
talk of motivating people. I think that that's what it's all about. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Liat Cohen is a business and employment attorney serving the Los Angeles area for over 33 years. Liat focuses on providing personal representation to her clients and is concerned with their needs. Liat prides herself on solving legal problems and keeping her clients protected. As a business owner herself and a trial attorney, Liat understands the pitfalls facing businesses and works with her clients to avoid them. Forget the rest. Call the best. Liat Cohen provides free legal consultations. Call 818-579-9996. Check out the website at liatlaw.net.
The magical music of Motown. This amazing show recreates the dynamic performances of The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, and many more Motown legends. Don't miss the magical music of Motown.
At the Shure Forum Theater, Thousand Oaks, Sunday, July 12th at 4 p.m. Book now online at the theater.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. And thank you so much for choosing the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It is my pleasure to talk with David Massey. And of course, it's already been a year. I did this last year. I got to meet him and I had the pleasure of meeting him. And of course, at the same time is promoting the Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival. And of course, that is happening again this year. We're going to find out a little bit more about it. And of course, that's Sunday, June 14th at the Yacht Club in Westlake. It is such a great event. And not only that, it is such a great event for what it stands for and who it goes to. So again, if you're just tuning in, I want to remind you and give us your phone number here, which is 805-419-0008, because I would love you to be there and get tickets. And we're going to find out a little bit more from David. David, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about, first of all, who you are and what you've taken on again this year.
Well, I'm a member of the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club, which has been a club that's been around for ages in the Caneo Valley. And we do a lot of support of local charities and community events, but we're a service organization of men and women that just want to contribute back into the community. And we've been doing this for many, many, many years now. And it's been my pleasure to be part of the club for almost 30 years now. So this year we are doing, for the 25th year, our wine festival at the Westlake Yacht Club on June 14th. And it's just a terrific event, Kim. You know, because you've been there.
That's right. I have. And I really like the new, location. It's a little bit smaller, more intimate, but it's so beautiful there. And they just got done redoing it, didn't they?
Yeah, it is. And it's just gorgeous being out there on the lake and just enjoying that beautiful view and having the amazing food there and the amazing wines. It is just such a nice event for people to enjoy. And having this local wine event, which is really nice to have in such a serene place.
I agree 100%. Let me ask you, tell the people that have not been there before what they're going to expect and a little bit about the event.
Sure. Well, the main event itself starts at 1 o'clock and goes to about 4 o'clock. We'll have approximately 12 different vineyards there that are sharing their wines, and you get to go around and sample any of the wines that are there for the vineyard, that from these local vineyards and some from Paso Robles as well. You can make arrangements to purchase wines that you like. The other wonderful things is that this is, as you know, the Westlake Yacht Club is right next to Bodukos, and they have amazing food. Well, Bodukos caters everything in this. And so we have past hors d'oeuvres throughout the whole thing. We have a sushi plat. We have a sushi station there. We have sushi chefs making sushi. We've got wonderful jazz music playing on the piano. It is a beautiful way to spend an afternoon. Now, that's just if you come to the regular session between 1 and 4. But this year, we're doing something unique
Oh.
for 50 members. So people who want to join, we're doing a VIP session. And what we wanted to do is add a wine tasting that was kind of a wine seminar. And we have three French vineyards that are coming down from Paso Robles, L'Aventure, Binôme, and Clos Salen. And
Very
these
good, David. That was really good. Okay.
thank you. I feel French already.
There you go.
These are some really high quality vineyards that have agreed to come down and support this wonderful event. And they'll be doing a tasting from 11:30 to noon, and this is kind of a sit down. We're going to have them kind of instruct and discuss each of the wines. You're going to taste I think we have five or six wines from these three vineyards that you'll be tasting throughout this. It's going to be a wonderful event. We're doing out on the patio, so you'll get the beautiful view of the lake during this whole process and this intimate setting with just 50 people for this VIP setting. So if people want to come to that, those tickets are available on our website. And of course, after you've enjoyed those wines, all the other vineyards and all the other food is available to you for the balance of the day. The other nice thing that we're doing there is that we have two other things that we have a silent auction, of course, for people to bid on. And we have a raffle. And the raffle this year is those three vineyards have offered to have private tastings for all three of them. So not only we're going to give you these private tastings up in Paso Robles, but we're going to put you up at a bed and breakfast for 3 nights,
Wow.
and we're giving you $100 gift certificates out to two different restaurants in the Paso Robles. So we really made a wine-centered grand prize for our raffle that's just $25 per ticket, and you can buy tickets at the event, or if you want to see one of our local Thousand Oaks Rotarians, we can get you tickets that way as well. But as I said, they're on sale throughout the event, and we do a drawing for that. So if you enjoyed the wines that you had at the VIP session, you can enjoy more for $25 raffle ticket. You can win a
Wow.
great prize. Now, the best part about this, Kim, besides the great wine, besides the great food, besides the great view,
Is where it all
is
goes to.
yeah, exactly where it goes to.
Let's
And this
talk about
supports
that.
Ventura County Special Olympians so that they can go and have the ability to go out and compete and be on those teams. And this year, Kim, we are supporting the Ventura County Olympians, and some of those are going to national games this year. In fact, they're going to the national softball tournament. Some of
Wow.
those athletes are going to be there to talk about that, and you can meet those athletes there. And it's just such a warm event, and it's so wonderful. Some of the proceeds also go to our local Rotary Foundation, and we do wonderful charitable stuff that goes right back into our community. We help build a park for children with special needs. We bought a van for veterans so that they can be able to be driven to their medical appointments. So you're enjoying good wine, you're getting a good view, you're having great food, and you're supporting your community around you and those in need. And so it's a really rewarding experience.
David, I love this. And I always say, I love to be a part of this and have a voice in it because it's a win-win-win. I mean, you go there, you get to enjoy everything, but you know that your money and your time is going for something great. Rotarians just do such a great job. And so I always love to support that. So thank you so much. How do our listeners get tickets? And of course, this will be in my newsletter, so I want to make sure everybody knows that too. But how do they get tickets? Can they buy their raffle tickets ahead of time? Can they buy the VIP ahead of time? Talk to us.
So if you go to our website, which is Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival.com, that's all one word, thousand spelled out, Rotary Wine Festival.com. You can get VIP tickets online. Now, they're limited, so you can only get a few of them. So I would act soon. And then you can also get the general tickets online. California state law does not allow us to put raffles online, but the California state has blessed our raffle, and so we can hold it there. And raffle tickets can be either bought in person at the event itself, and that's where most of the tickets go. Or people can contact Thousand Oaks Rotary And if they're interested in buying raffle tickets, we can make that happen as well. But we, unfortunately, I'm not legally available to do it on the website.
Right.
The tickets for the event itself, it's $115 for the general. If you want to go to the VIP, it's $200. But that, of course, covers the entire event, plus that amazing wine tasting I was just talking about.
There you go. I love it. Okay, I can't wait. I will be there. I think this is an incredible ca cause, and I just really want to shout out to my listeners. If you are available, and of course that is July tw 14th. It's a Sunday. It's a perfect day to be out there on the yacht club in Westlake, and of course just doing what feels good and giving back. That's what this is all about. So many great people show up there, and a lot of like-minded people. So I really encourage you to get your tickets, and I'd love to see all of you out there. Again, give it one more time, David, the website.
The website is ThousandOaksRotaryWineFestival.com. And we also want to thank, we've had wonderful sponsors that you'll see on that page that have helped us out year after year with this event to make it just an incredible event that we can do. So we thank both the Rotarians and all the sponsors and all those vineyards that come out and donate. They're really doing the wonderful work that helps these Special Olympians. And it's a warm, wonderful day that you get to have some great food and some great wine.
And there you go. And some great people. So I love that. David Massey, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, for our listeners, this will be in our newsletter. I hope that you are getting our newsletter. It comes out every Friday with all of our guests on our show. If you're not, you can send me a text and we can get you on there. And of course, that is 805-419-0008. Also, follow us through our social because we will be sharing it there. And again, it's a great day to come out and give back. Thank you so much. Download our podcast also. Thank you so much, David. Take care.
Kim, thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on June 14th.
Me too. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Lindsay Butler. She's the U.S. Postal Service Executive Manager of Safety and Health Programs. And people are wondering, like, well, why is she coming on here? Because it is actually annual National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign. And of course, that's happening this June. We are in June already. Isn't that crazy? But there's a lot of people, a lot of, problems when people don't have their dogs basically in their home, or they don't teach their dogs appropriate behaviors and commands, correct?
Absolutely. It might sound like just something you hear about, but dog bites are actually a real and ongoing safety issue for our mail carriers. And we urge dog owners to restrain their dogs at all times. Dogs are animals. They act instinctively and can bite for any number of reasons. All it takes is just one wrong interaction or movement for our carriers to be injured.
And you think about it as, I mean, even though we've had our mailman, well, actually we have a new one now, but we had ours forever and they get to know them kind of, you know what I mean? But if they're out, that's kind of like, you need to, it's definitely a scary thing for the dog. So it's like the owner's responsibility to make sure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we really count on our customers in this effort. Dogs may perceive a mail carrier to be an intruder invading their space, and they're just trying to protect their family and territory, even if they know that carrier. The best way to keep safe from dog bites and attacks is to recognize and promote responsible pet ownership, such as teach your dog appropriate behavior and commands, and don't allow your dog to roam freely. Make sure your dog is secure at all times. You know, if a carrier delivers mail or packages to your door, place your dog in a separate room or secure area. Some dogs have been known to push through screen doors and jump through windows. If a carrier feels threatened by a dog or a dog is running loose, the owner may be asked to pick up their mail from the post office. And, you know, we all really don't like having to do that.
Well, I'm sure, but rightly. I mean, you know, it's like it shouldn't be that they're afraid to do their job. Tell us about the technology that Postal Services is using to protect its workers.
Absolutely. So to protect our employees, technology supports carrier safety in two ways. The first are handheld scanners used by our carriers to confirm customer deliveries, including a feature to indicate the presence of a dog at an address. So there's actually a part where it allows us to input hazard alerts. And it simply says something like, Coco the dog likes to hide behind a fence and approach you at the door. You know, these mobile devices provide an enhanced digital service while also promoting safe carrier options. And the second is USPS Informed Delivery Service. It alerts the customer to mail and packages coming to their homes. It also provides an image of that mail for delivery on your phone. But this can be used to allow them to plan for the carrier's arrival and secure the dog safely prior to the carrier getting there.
Okay, I love it. And lastly, it seems that like the awareness campaign is making a difference. How can people help the momentum going?
Oh, that's a great question. The good news is awareness is making a difference. And we really have our customers, such as your listeners, and employees to thank for that. We saw 842 fewer incidents last year of the 5,200 incidents. And that's because customers are taking simple steps to help keep deliveries safe, like securing pets and staying aware during deliveries, while employees are staying alert and following safe delivery practices. That partnership is what helps keep this momentum going.
I love it. I love it. And again, where can my listeners find out more about this? And of course, all of us taking our own, you know, individual families and homes as our responsibility, Lindsay.
Yeah, your listeners can find out information by searching for the National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign on USPS.com or USPS.com/dogbiteawareness. There's also a postal blog about the campaign on our website, and we have information on all of our social media platforms at #DogBiteAwareness.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for sharing that message. And you know what? It's like that's our little job that we have to do. Let's do it. So again, thank you, Lindsay. Please share our show with everyone and, of course, download our podcast. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. You got it. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us throughout our social and to download our podcast. And of course, there's just so many ways that you can be a part of our team and a part of our show. I also want to remind you that we have our next mixer coming up in August, August 20th. If you have a business and you would like to be a part of that, definitely reach out to us. Also, if you would like to be on the show, reach out to us. And of course, our number here is 805-419-0008. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share you. And again, we leave all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is positive thinking is like a mental workout. It actively rewires your brain's neural pathways to reduce stress and boost your overall well-being. I hope that you are practicing positive thinking. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.